This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got some good news to tell you. We're going to talk about today. The U.S. Ebola patients have been discharged. Both Kent Brantley and Nancy Wrightbaugh have improved to the point where they were able to be discharged. They pose no public risk. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. That is awesome. I was really scared. All right, so that means there's a lot of hope for the fight against Ebola. I don't think it should have been this scary to begin with, but that's neither here nor there. We're just going to concentrate on the future. We also have apparently a tourism industry that centers around suicide. And apparently Switzerland is finding a rise, a significant rise, in suicide tourism. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how Botox may help fight stomach cancer. I know, so I better lay off the Botox just so we could use it for medical issues and not just for my skin. And then Consumer Reports are saying pregnant women should avoid all tuna whatsoever. So as you can see, we have an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, this is awesome. All right. An American doctor treated for Ebola, Kent Brantley. This has been reported by USA Today. We've talked about him. He was one of the first to be brought back to the United States. They had to use an experimental serum on him, and it was really, really touch and go. Another American aid worker, Nancy Wrightbaugh, had followed close behind. And Brantley owes his life, he says, to God. He says, God saved my life. He looked pretty gaunt. I mean, you know, the pictures we see of him are, you know, the pictures when he was, you know, healthy and et cetera. So I know, you know, some people are like, is it really that bad? I mean, you know, remember, the pictures are older pictures. Okay, these aren't, you know, they're not going to be taking pictures of them in isolation. Okay, that's not nice. If you guys are going to take a picture of somebody, not in a hospital bed. Anyway, he says, please do not stop praying for the people of West Africa. Medical director of the hospital's infectious disease unit, where he was at Emory University Hospital, Bruce Ribner, says Brantley will go to an undisclosed location with his wife and children after the press conference. Not sure when he's going to actually be in his own home, but they discharged him, saying he is at no risk to the public. Same thing with Nancy Wrightbaugh. This is, like, really, really cool. Brantley and Wrightbaugh, a volunteer with SIM USA, had been flown to Emory from West Africa, remember, about a week and a half ago, was it? To 2 weeks ago. They had to make a pit stop for gas in Maine. People in Maine were all worried, but no, nothing happened. Don't worry, Maine's fine. Ribner said the hospital performed extensive blood and urine tests on both patients, as well as consulting with the CDC before deciding to let the two missionaries be released. Again, neither posed a risk to the public. According to him, he says, after a rigorous course of treatment and testing, the Emory healthcare team has determined that both patients have recovered from the Ebola virus. I mean, this is some scary stuff. You know, I mean, if God forbid Ebola virus shows up active somewhere, you know Emory is going to have to do some, you know, tap dancing. So I feel confident that these guys, you know, crossed all their T's and dotted all their I's, etc. And he said they can return to their families and community without concern for spreading this infection to others. We are profoundly grateful for the opportunity to have applied our training, our care, and our experience to meet their needs. All of us who have worked with them have been impressed by their courage and determination. You know, you wonder, how courageous would you be? I mean, I would probably put on a good show. You know, going, yeah, I'm good. We're going to fight this. Right? But then when no one's around and I'm with my husband, I'm like, oh my gosh, help me. I gotta blah. I would be like freaking out. It would not appear courageous at all. Although I would hope that the press at least said that I was courageous. It's some scary, scary thought. All right. They say Nancy is free of the virus. However, she is in a very weakened condition due to fighting the virus. So she is still going to rest and recuperate, etc. So don't expect any of them, you know, to go out and start, I don't know, partying. I don't know. You see all these videos of people twerking and dancing. I don't expect any of that. Okay, they just have to kind of. Now, what did they get? Remember, they got that ZMAP. That ZMAP drug had man-made antibodies against Ebola. All right. The big problem we have with ZMAP is it showed great animal studies, but it hadn't been tested in humans. So when they said experimental, I mean, they were really, really talking experimental. And there's a good chance that ZMAP has cured them. Let's hope this virus doesn't lay dormant. It's usually not supposed to. Usually this virus does the damage that it does and then it flees. They said what they did is they did blood tests over a two-day period. All right, I am sure that if, God forbid, they start getting a fever or any aches or whatever, they're going to be immediately told to, you know, where to go. I mean, I'm sure there is some. I hope so. I know with the current administration, you kind of wonder if anybody has any plan at all. I know I saw the pictures of Obama golfing, you know, after speaking on ISIS and then, you know, go. I understand. People have things to do and vacations to do, but I'm sure these guys here, they got their act together. I have to admit, with all the blunders we've seen with the CDC recently, I still trust them. You know, I mean, they do have the best of the best working there, which is why I don't work there. All right. So, again, we've reviewed the symptoms and signs, etc., but we'll move on. Congratulations, honestly, to both of those. That was some pretty scary stuff. We have somebody in New Mexico being tested right now and somebody in Sacramento being tested. We are expecting those tests to come back negative, but they have been now isolated and tested for Ebola after showing symptoms of fever, body aches, etc. Again, this is not the time for us to see these types of fevers and these types of, you know, symptoms. So it's a great time to stand out having those diseases. All right, guys, don't go away. We got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Would you want it funny? Or serious? You decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking. American cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you would like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials today. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, the subject of marriage comes up on the show a lot because we're finding less and less people want to get married. We're also finding the rates of divorce increasing. The rates of divorces are going to start to slow down as we have less people getting married. We've talked about that. We've talked about, effect on the kids, new types of families where you have multiple fathers. Kids have now more stepbrothers or half-brothers or sisters than whole brothers or sisters. We've talked about relationships, etc. And it's a very, very new society we're living in. But, you know, I don't think anybody really stands up and talks about, you know, how ridiculous wedding expenses are and how much that could be a factor. I received a couple of emails over the last few years, and I received one recently of a couple seriously deciding not to get married because of the price of the wedding. What is the point? And the price of the wedding, mind you, it's ridiculous what people spend on weddings these days, honestly. The price of a wedding should not prevent you from making those vows and doing that ceremony, whether it's religious or not, as part of, you know, a ritual that we've been brought up to think that we have. Now, you know, many of us are finding the wedding isn't that necessary. The marriage isn't that necessary. People are together and they've done well. Look at Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. And that's fine, too. But I thought today we'd kind of concentrate on how to do a wedding a hell of a lot cheaper than you have to. I've seen $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 weddings, and that to me is the biggest waste of money. Now, you know I'm pretty cheap, okay? I don't spend a lot of money. We were able to do a pretty nice wedding, but at the time, I was waiting tables. Any bit of savings I had, I think we were able to pull it together for about $14,000, and thank God we had some family help. And still, it took me years to pay off the loan. I took out an extra loan to pay that because I didn't have that kind of money. And how long did the wedding last? Maybe a couple hours, maybe 200 minutes. 200 minutes, and it took us years to pay off the debt of a very small wedding. And I learned early on, and unfortunately I fought with in-laws on this one, that the money was kind of a waste because I only had a few friends. I have a very small family. Most of my family didn't even come. So I had a very, very small family, and I had a group of my medical student friends. And that was about it. I really didn't need to have anything bigger than 20, 30 people. The other side of the family, though, they're more traditional. And so I'm like, gosh, I'm going to be busting my butt for years working off this money to pay for people I don't even know that are at the wedding. And I know that kind of sounds callous. It kind of sounds selfish. But now that, I look at all the charity work I do, I'd rather have used that money and just straight out given it to charity than somebody to have open bar and eat steak or salmon or whatever the heck we served. I don't even remember getting to eat my meal or eat the cake because you had to run around and take pictures with everybody. And for anybody that's ever gotten married, they're probably nodding, going, absolutely. Now, spend the money on the honeymoon. That's a vacation. That's a trip. But the wedding, it's just a party for everybody else. So let's look at ways you could save money so you don't go broke or you don't put off doing a wedding. You could have a real, real phenomenal experience for your wedding, and you could spend a quarter of the money. All right? First and foremost, one thing you could do if you have a crap load of people to invite, if you have all these work people and all this family and extended family, and they're going to be expecting to fly you in, one thing I would suggest you do is, if you're religious, you ask for a very, very private, tiny, religious wedding ceremony, and then you hold a party for everybody else, but a party, all right, as opposed to doing it wedding style. It could really, really cut the costs, okay? And when it's a party, you could go cheaper because it's not technically a wedding reception. You say wedding reception, all the prices go up. You say party, you could do a party for a lot of the friends and family a heck of a lot cheaper. So that's first and foremost. Number two, why are we buying the wedding dress? I don't even know where my wedding dress is. We have a wedding dress and maybe somewhere in storage. I can't fit into it. Looking at the wedding dress just depresses me because I know I can't fit into it. And I see how small I was in my 20s and how I'll probably never be that size again. Why the hell buy the wedding dress? Rent the wedding dress. Or use a, I don't want to use the word hand-me-down, but, you know, do you really, really have to spend multiple hundreds of dollars on a wedding dress? Now, luckily, there's a lot of these places out there that sell cheaper wedding dresses, which is great. And I understand the wedding dress, it's your day and the pictures, etc. But then why don't you get something really, really gorgeous and poppin' and rent it? You don't have to spend multiple thousands of dollars on a wedding dress, unless, of course, you think you're going to donate it to charity or something like that. Men also rent the tuxes. Have less bridesmaids and groomsmen. Sometimes the smaller weddings, like we see in the movies, with just the best friends there, are great. Then you don't have to buy everybody's dresses, which I think is also stupid. I mean, honestly, you can barely afford your dress. You have to buy everybody else's dresses. All right? You hear in the news today, they were talking about how many brides and grooms are asking people to pay for their own food. And that I can understand that. Some of these weddings, these caterers are charging $150 a pop. All right, that's ridiculous. Now, I wouldn't charge the guests. I wouldn't do that. But maybe there's cheaper ways to do it. You know, they say sometimes at these Holiday Inns, you could do a really good wedding at a Holiday Inn, have buffet-style food, and you could get away with $40 a person, a hell of a lot cheaper. All right? There are, you could also save a crap load of money not doing the wedding on a Saturday or Sunday, but doing it middle of the week or one of the weeknights. You could save so much money. Nobody's going to remember that they had to miss, I don't know, Dancing with the Stars to see your wedding. All right? Pick a wedding date in the middle of the week. You are going to save thousands of dollars. And then you could fly out on your honeymoon midweek, and you get to save money. Separating the honeymoon and the wedding is also nice, too. Off-season type stuff will save you money. Wedding invites. Don't be spending hundreds of dollars on wedding invites. Do the Evite. It's not tacky anymore. No, it's not. Now everybody's doing Evite. It's cheap. It's also organized. You know, I lose things. So if somebody sends me an RSVP, I lose it. The other thing with the Evite is if you don't get a response, you can just keep clicking, 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 and keep resending. Because a lot of people, they don't RSVP, and all of a sudden they show up, and you're paying $150 to $200 a pop. Do the Evite. Thank you cards, you can do the Evite the same way, but you do not have to have $30,000, $40,000, $100,000 weddings. You really, really don't. Then when it comes to registry, okay, what I wanted to do with my husband, but we didn't get a chance to do it, is I was like, look, you know, I don't really want China. Don't really want anybody buying my bedding. I really don't. Why don't we just do gift cards to, like, Sports Chalet? Just tell everybody gift cards to Sports Chalet, because we really wanted to get, we were living in California at the time, we wanted to get some jet skis, things like that. Gift cards to Sports Chalet would have been awesome, but no. You know, people want that. We did it more traditional, but you could do that. You could actually say, I've seen weddings where they say no boxed gifts, okay, meaning don't bring a box gift, monetary gift. Now, I know that may seem tacky, but, you know, you could actually say on there, you know, rather than a registry, we've been doing gift cards. And honestly, what does a young or any married couple need when they go into a, they need cash. They need, like, you know, gift cards to Target. If they could get $10,000, right, of Target gift cards, oh, my gosh. They'll have, number one, they'll have all the top ramen they need. They could get all their bedding. They could get all that. They could just do it all at once. You know, it was so funny. Somebody got me a gift, and they brought it to the wedding, and it was the gift I gave them because my card, I had put the wedding card was in the blender. It was given to somebody else, and then that somebody brought it to my event. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I don't want the stupid blender I gave you. Just some wedding tips. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, please, don't forget to tune in on your iPhone app or your Android app. Anytime you miss the Dr. Dahlia Show live, we have the iPhone app, Android app, makes it very, very easy for you to listen to. Plus, GCNlive.com has, on their website, ways for you to listen to not only my show, but all sorts of awesome, amazing shows. Please check that out. And GCN also has an app as well. So, you guys are just going to be just apping all over the place. I love it. Botox can be used as a new treatment for stomach cancer. This is so cool. Botox injections. I haven't started Botox yet. I'll let you guys know when I do. Botox we could use for wrinkles, right? It's an anti-wrinkle treatment, and everybody in Hollywood, I don't want to say everybody, but most people in Hollywood go crazy, crazy for this stuff. It's great. It's temporary, low side effects. You don't seem to have a lot of facial expression, unfortunately. Your face kind of looks frozen because you're not able to show the movements and the frowns and the fine wrinkles. So a lot of personality, unfortunately, gets taken away, which is why a lot of people go, huh, you know, I met him. He didn't have a lot of personality. He did. He just couldn't move his face. See, I move my face a lot. I scrunch, I scrunch, I wink, I whatever. With Botox, a lot of that seems to be a little quelled. But you can still smile. Use your Botox. You just can't frown. So your kids never think you're mad at you, from what I understand, which is why I don't want to do that. I love giving my, you know, kids a scowl. You know, looking at them like you know, I'm about to go ape crazy, and they, you know, they could read me across the room, and that's great, you know. Oh my gosh, the mommy face. I hope you guys have developed the mommy or the dad face. It's that look where your kids know, you know what, I am not going to pursue this course of action. I am going to back off a little bit. All right, and it's great. I mean, it's awesome. I could do it across the room. It's like a real nice, you know, weapon. Just shoot. Look at them like that. I'm like, ah. Okay, anyway, they now say that they could use Botox to suppress gastric cancer in mice. Now, remember, Botox is botulism. It is a toxin of botulism bacteria. This is a poison, okay? That we have been able to use medically. This is so cool. And they said they have already started to do some clinical trials in human patients in Norway. Now, they say the locally administered Botox mirrored the effect of a vagotomy. No, this is not gynecological. A vagotomy is a surgical removal of branches of the gastric vagus nerve. The vagus nerve we use for digestion, a lot of things. Vagus nerve is unfortunately implicated when people have lots of gastric reflux, etc. So we've been doing vagotomies for a variety of medical conditions. Okay, now they think that these Botoxes can actually, injecting this into the vagus nerve could then, I don't want to use the word paralyze, but inactivate that. And then it could make cancer cells more vulnerable because it is not getting the nerve signals. U.S. lead researcher Dr. Timothy Wang from Columbia University Medical Center in New York said scientists have long observed that human and mouse cancers contain a lot of nerves in and around the tumor cells, just like the blood. Remember how we talked about some tumor cell treatments? What you do is you block the blood source. If you block the blood source, you basically starve out the tumor cell. Well, you could also do that by stopping the nerves. He goes, we wanted to understand more about the role of nerves in the initiation and growth of cancer by focusing on stomach cancer. We found that blocking the nerve signals makes the cancer cells more vulnerable. It removes one of the key factors that regulate their growth. Oh, man, botulism away. Now, the neurotransmitter that Botox prevents, which is why it's deadly. Remember, I mean, let's go back. The reason why people would die from botulism toxin, remember, you'd look at a can, and if the can was puffy, you don't eat it because the bacteria make these anaerobic bacteria make this gas, and it could have botulism, the toxin from the bacteria. Whenever you see gas in a can, you have to assume it's contaminated with bacteria. Anyway, what it does is it stops you from releasing acetylcholine. Now, acetylcholine is a neurotransmitter that if it's blocked, you could have issues with your breathing or a variety of health effects. So that's why Botox is dangerous. However, cosmetically, it could reduce the wrinkles by temporarily paralyzing the facial muscles. It lasts, what, 3 months? Botox lasts about 3 months, a local injection of it, so that's pretty cool. Anyway, I've been asked, how much Botox can you have until it starts wearing off? You start to see some people not be able to maintain the same effect of the Botox. Sometimes they need more fillers, etc. It can be done repeatedly, but I think the first couple Botoxes look the best. They say, anyway, for this gastric cancer, they say the Botox could be injected through gastroscopy. Gastroscopy is where we put a tube into the mouth, down into the stomach, and you only have to be in the hospital for a few hours. They appear to be less toxic than most standard cancer treatments. Why? Because of the very localization of what you're doing. They say hardly any side effects, and it's cheap. I've never gotten Botox. I've heard the stuff is really expensive. However, compared to medical cancer treatments, it's cheap. Now, they pointed out that combining the nerve target treatment with traditional chemotherapy is still the most effective. You can't just have your vagus nerve shot up and improve. The test showed that removing the nerve signals not only had a direct effect, but it also made cancer cells more susceptible than to the chemotherapy. So you inject, you use the chemotherapy, and hopefully the cancer cells pick it up. They say survival rates increased by 35%. Now, stomach cancer, we've talked about, is some pretty, pretty scary stuff. All right, and the reason why stomach cancer is scary is because it doesn't get diagnosed till it's too late. I have people all the time say, Dr. Dahlia, refill my Zantac or my Pepcid or my Prevacid or my Nexium, my Omeprazole, Prilosec, Protonix. And I'm like, well, why? Oh, I use that all year long. Why do you use that all year long? Well, because it helps my stomach ache. Well, okay, yes, stomach aches could be caused by heartburn, and you will feel better on those medications, but has anybody taken a peek? No, that's too invasive, and it's too expensive. Nah, I got Obamacare, nah. No. Any of you out there right now taking chronic antacids for heartburn, esophageal pain, stomach pain, etc., you have got to get checked, because it would be horrible to think that you were sitting here trying to self-treat a stomach tumor. Some of you have asked about H. pylori. H. pylori is a bacteria that is one of the guilty culprits of causing stomach cancer, not all the time. And H. pylori is a test that some of your doctors will run. The problem with the blood test of the H. pylori is it only checks for antibodies. So if you've ever been exposed to the bacteria Helicobacter pylori, if you've ever been exposed, the antibodies are going to be positive. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. So you take a blood test. If you've ever been exposed, even as a kid, your blood test will always be positive. That doesn't really make a lot of sense. They do have this breath test you could do for H. pylori, but a lot of people don't like to take the little prep they have to take for that before the test. One of the best tests for H. pylori is when you go in for your scope, they'll just take a little sample, a little biopsy, and look for it. But for those of you that don't want to go for your endoscopy, there is a stool antigen H. pylori test. This is pretty darn cool. And you look at the stool and you see if the antigen is there. And remember, the antigen is what is given off by actual bacteria. Antibodies will always be there, but the antigen means something is going on now. And that's really, really cool. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. We really do appreciate you guys tuning in and listening. We know you have plenty of choices, and the fact that you choose us and you choose my show, I'm really, really honored. All right. Well, I wonder if Switzerland is honored by being one of the top countries of choice for suicide tourism. Wow. Apparently, assisted suicide is very, very controversial, and it is restricted in many countries. However, a new study has found that within 4 years, the number of these quote-unquote suicide tourists going to Switzerland has doubled. The study published in the Journal of Medical Ethics reveals that Germans and Britons are the main groups going to Switzerland for assisted suicide, and the top reasons for this were various neurological conditions, such as paralysis, motor neuron disease, Parkinson's, and multiple sclerosis. Apparently, Dignitas is a main assisted suicide organization. This is being reported by Medical News Today. It operates near Zurich, and between its Swiss and German, I guess, links, arms of it, has over 5,500 members in 60 different countries. Their motto is to live with dignity and to die with dignity. Apparently, a lot of the legal challenges that other people face make them go to Switzerland to get this done. Now, doctor-assisted suicide in America has been extremely controversial. And Dr. Kevorkian had made that famous for him helping people and their life. You know, have I ever had patients ask me to kill them? Yes, I have. And, you know, unfortunately, I had to turn them down. I was very new. I was coming out of medical school. And I was just praying to God every day that I don't kill anybody accidentally, that I was not even going to mess with it. And these were people that weren't in hospice. They weren't with debilitating conditions. They were very, very depressed. And one was very, very depressed for a variety of reasons, had been into drugs. I don't really remember too much. It was like 10, 15 years ago. And so I had gotten him in with psychiatry. And thank God he lived and he was fine and he got better. And I was relieved about that. The other one had had surgery. And after the surgery had had pain and was on pain medicines. And again, pain medicines can also make you very, very depressed. And so I immediately got them involved with psychiatry as well as their pain doctor, because I was worried that they really didn't want to die. I was worried that it was the medicines talking, and I didn't know what to do. I was extremely kind of scared. And, you know, luckily both of them lived. I have no idea if they're still alive. That was years ago. But it's just something that I don't feel comfortable doing, because I'm just not trained for that. I'm not equipped for that. And honestly, I'm a wussy. I am really a wussy when it comes to making a decision like that for my patient. Luckily, I've never had to. You know, also, I'm very blessed with having phenomenal hospice care in the city I live. So if, God forbid, somebody does have cancer, et cetera, the hospice in our area, you know, makes their path as painless as possible. And so I haven't had to, you know, be faced with somebody who couldn't get something done. Expect, though, this to be on the rise as we have less healthcare dollars available for hospice care. You know, people are afraid of pain. People are afraid of not being able to breathe. You know, thank God more and more people are quitting smoking, but one of the most horrible deaths are people that can't breathe, and they start to get too tired to breathe, and then we have to intubate them, et cetera. And that's not fun. You know, when it comes to somebody asking, like, you may have a family member that says, look, you know, I want to die. What do you do if your family member does that? Now, I did. I grew up with that. I had a family member who lived with us. It was one of my grandparents who kept telling me, I want to die. You know, help kill me. Get me those pills. And I'm like, no. No. And so, of course, you know, I told who I needed to tell, and, you know, then we got them in with a psychiatrist, et cetera. But, as I was older, I realized, you know, she was probably feeling that way because she was in pain from cancer. We didn't know she had cancer. It wasn't diagnosed then. It didn't get diagnosed until late stage. And then, unfortunately, she passed away. But her pain was probably real. And she had been taking, she was on Percodan. They had Percodan years ago, similar to Percocet now, except no Tylenol. And, you know, we thought she was having major depression from that. And we knew she was having pain issues, but they didn't CAT scan MRI back then. They didn't have that technology. And she also wasn't one to do tests. Didn't really want to do tests. She was a tough broad, very, very smart woman, tough broad smoker. You know, you didn't tell her what to do. She told us what to do. And it's a shame. But I just remember distinctively, you know, I know she wanted to be helped, but I mean, I was a kid. I'm not going to help grandma do that. But you would be surprised at how many people have had to face that, where a family member says, please kill me. Please let me die. Please tell the doctor to kill me. And what do you do with that? What do you do? Again, you got to get the doctor involved, because a lot of medications or the lack of medications will mess with their thinking. And we continually forget that pain medicine and the pain medicines many of you guys are taking cause depression. Those of you that take Lortab, Percocet, Norco, you used to take Darvocet, OxyContin, MS-Contin, it depresses you. It makes you depressed. You may feel a little buzz when you get the narcotic dose and the mu receptors get covered, the opiate receptors get all happy, but then when it starts to come down, you can fall into a very, very deep funk. And I worry that a lot of suicide happens and nobody tests this, and they should, or maybe they have tested it and they're afraid to tell us, but I would like to look at the time of suicide from the time of their last pill of their narcotic. You know, many people have been asking me what medicines was Robin Williams on. They blame the medicines for his deciding to, you know, choose suicide. I had thought the same thing. What medications was he on? The problem with that is, once news like that gets released and gets misinterpreted, now you have people blaming doctors all over again. You know, you're giving people pain medicine. You need to stop giving people pain medicine. Then you got people over here that actually need the pain medicine going, wait a second, you guys please stop the witch hunt with the pain medicine. Some of us still need it. But do I think that pain medicines cause suicidal ideation? 100,000% yes. And that is a big problem, okay? We doctors are getting better, a lot better at managing people's pain. We're really starting to get good at it. We are not good at managing the depression of these pain medicines. We are also not very adept at handling a person who is on, let's say, an antidepressant and decides to skip a dose or two and then go off the handle. We do not know how to deal with that. We do not know how to have outpatient people take their medication regularly. If you miss your Zoloft or Lexapro dose or Effexor or Wellbutrin, even though some of these medicines should give you a couple day bumper, some of them don't. And I have seen fits of rage, I've seen violence, I've seen suicidal thoughts, because somebody missed taking their medication. So somebody would argue, well, Dr. Dahlia, then, you know, people should stop, you know, writing the antidepressants. The problem with that is then you have more people committing suicide, or you have people going to the bottle. Alcohol numbs you up, but it could also depress you. A lot of people are suicidal with alcohol. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Sully.
For virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.